This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A Japan Airlines plane burst into flames on the runway of an airport in Tokyo this morning.
The plane collided with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft and burst into flames on the tarmac of Tokyo's Haneda Airport, according to officials. Local media reported that all 379 people who were on board flight JAL516 got out safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. However, NHK TV has said that five crew members have been found dead on the Coast Guard plane. Local TV showed a large eruption of fire and smoke from the side of the plane as it taxied on the runway. The area around the wing then caught fire. NHK TV said the plane was an Airbus A350 that had flown from Shin-Chitose Airport near the city of Sapporo to Haneda Airport in Tokyo. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 48 people are now known dead after that series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan. The AP's Norman Hall.
The quakes, the largest of which at a magnitude of 7.6, started a fire and collapsed buildings on the west coast of Japan's main island, Honshu. People were evacuated to stadiums where they will likely have to stay for a few days. The Japan Meteorological Agency reported more than a dozen strong quakes in the Japan Sea off the coast of Ishikawa.
Now to the war between Israel and Hamas. Heavy fighting is reported in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. This after Israel said it's withdrawing thousands of troops from other areas. It is winter, and now the coldest temperatures of the season in Finland and Sweden, minus 40 Fahrenheit. If you didn't buy your ticket in Michigan, you didn't win Powerball last night, but somebody did. The winning ticket is worth $842 million. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports now on a missing student.
A foreign exchange student from China who was reported missing last week in Utah has been found in what authorities say was an apparent cyber kidnapping scheme to extort $80,000 from the student's family. The 17-year-old student was reported missing Friday, a day after he was last seen at the home where he had been staying. Police initially believed the student had been forcibly taken from his home, but on Sunday night, they found him safe in a tent about 25 miles away. Police say he was convinced that his family in China was threatened and that he needed to isolate himself. Meanwhile, his family received a ransom note and a photograph of the student that made it appear that he had been abducted and was in danger. The family paid the $80,000 ransom before he was found. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Rose Parade drew hundreds of thousands of spectators on New Year's Day in California. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.